sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Sangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama ngontungamili nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa, abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yeMelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58%, kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Kumbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi befanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron, bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke akhanka sengavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapolisa angathatha uhlangothi, izekhi ingathatha uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba bangaphandle, ngakho bayefanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahloniphi umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe ingahloniphi amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho, kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye? Angeke buqine ubudlelwano ongazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba bangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kababuyi lezinto ezingaphandle kwe-constitution yeZimbabwe, bathi landelani i-constitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kamnankagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile yokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizimele esithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kulokhu kuqhubeka ukusebenzisa iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANPF. Le ngatsha zikahulumende ngokuhlokahlukeneyo zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANPF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwano soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukutshayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe etshayela upresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle, ikakhulu kuzinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwane bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ekakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi yenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethe khangelela bona abantu abayibo abangamenzeli kuhle abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abalaqiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi upresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo, uMnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana ikakhulu kuma-European EU countries. Wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaresponda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka-September ngo-September ngo-2021 uambassador weFrance waba khona kukhomishinwa ibilozen iplant liyana ye 3 million reconditioning ye Sedco plant yenziwayo. IFrance yayimele ngambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi uambassador yena yedwa kahambe emkhosini enjengalala ngoku ambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthiwa uambassador kuthiwa His Excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe nguambassador, ambassador waba khona, kodwa amanye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwaza ukuthi futhi eZimbabwe, uGreat Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini wawukhona ngoMay ngo-2021 ulokuze u-ambassador weFrance waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke khonoku kuyatshengisa ukuthi upresident weFrance uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwane obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnankagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthini ngalokho?
Nxa sikhangela iFrance Kono kwese nge ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama European countries. Ama countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lokuzimisela ukuthi bancedise ilizwe leZimbabwe kabakho asibaboni. Kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa wasethumela izikhonzi zakhe zaborder iuhlelo lwaluphedwe ngomoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe Foreign Affairs uSibusiso Moyo. Kwaba le engagement re-engagement exercise eyakhutshwayo ilizwe leZimbabwe ngumongameli, isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane namazwe. Nanga siyabona amazwe anje ilizwe leFrance ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo emibili lwana oSeth Golalona weGreat Zimbabwe okwakade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala. Kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwano lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili. Lanxanje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU iyo abamazwe njengabo France yaza sincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo labo otshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Kaule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta, kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Regisho Kom.
Amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwana okuyikho kwenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwana. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuye siba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwe ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende lezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende lokampani kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho wethu une kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele kwenza into ezinjabo zimbabwe international trade fair izitizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthanisa abantu loba uhuga abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba umnotho wezimbabwe ungathuthuki lokhu ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zihlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana ingane ngumbuthano nje ofuze ubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kuka sibalukhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba John Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngozokunotho eZimbabwe lokhu hlala khona ungathembani phakathi kwamabuso omabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhule leZimbabwe sokule miyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani atholayo nale mali ku-auction encane abayitholayo intengo abathengisa ngazo azitshengisi ukuthi bathola imali echibileyo. Ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali ku-auction angayithenga lutho phandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yonakengaphenduka azothenga yinye ethengisa nje kube ngumsebenzi wokuthengisa imali. So kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo ukutshintsha i-mindset abantu kube kuqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikici ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga ukuthi bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende siyasikhangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces. Kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sebuya ngani i-authority. Sikhangele kweli governor uMagunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-option ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location okwenza amabhizimusi bebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative i-black market njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazubana yiko kungani kwenza into zihluphe konoko.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ivika ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo semathebelelendi silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa ama-agenti sokunama-agenti asuka ethumbe abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo abakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu. Siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba lawo eniwabonayo yiwo amanamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusimuzi Ndlovu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ngikhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant. Ngibokuzwa nje sometimes ama-interview wenu li-interview abantu bezana ngikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani anjalo nje. So ngiyathanda always kulandela ilokunjaneni yenu but into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba-understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye eSouth Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa lempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezimu i-serious because abantu bezano noma benza i-corruption abatshelani noma benza into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bangazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu uyayibona le nto le lazi kunzima lapha kunzima kakhulu.
ngiyabingelela umsakazi we Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be Studio 7 basakazi fanisakazela izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezimnandi izindaba zeqiniso siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sibenzeka elizweni lase South ngilanga eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba yeGugula le kahle kahle kunebhunu elalihlala lapho ezimu bayithathela iplazi bayithathela inkomba bayithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle lithathelwa ngabantu bezanu manje kuhlupheka thini abantu besingebeleni abantu bakamthwakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo ndlu abamthathela yona manje namhlanje ngiye sisapota i-operation Gugula leyo ukuthi ishaye iqoshe abantu bethe abantu lelo bhunu lelo yabona ithumba zakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ibahlangene umzulu kamazi mtakadile emngceleni egwandwane esigodini ngiyabonga ngikholele okhulumayo
Studio 7 Studio 7 mlapona namose mlapona namkoma jonga blessing mkoma jonga mlapona namonko mkoma wande monke mlapona na kwa America gashe three ride turi kwambula ku Crispin Bean iwo kumbira kuti muti gusizi yechitonge chibavwa vavo vamba chitonga kusheva chitonga zvitulapona tipona loko donga mpona mulena aitira lumba tiri kwambuzi avamuve zuma vari kumuso Ova chini mkoka ova jini abamu imbitiri kwa mbuzi ya bonke vale kumuso chile kwa tishe tianda kuti muvoto obutu kufota tianda kuti muvoto obutu tatiandi mirijonga kana kukatazi ya nagana utini speciali batonga sitatikopi uparamendo tianda kuti muvote jimichini mlajana tezi tazoba kuparamendo kuhu chile kwa mbuzi ya machifesu vamukoka vamusala chile kwa mbuzi ya stele Kuwoko kumiso muti gwizi yodi ndava matongo muta vambuli vambula muhlova vambandu talomba ule kwambula ku Billy Crispin kuzva kumwambano
Salbonani Studio 7 ngiyabingelela ngithanda ukuphawula kancane lapha ngabantu baseZimbabwe abantu bakithi abahlala la eSouth Africa mina ngithanda ukubabonisa khona ukuthi abantu bakithi indawo yokuqasha ayisekho bakithi ayisekho kanjalo akusela ukuthi singathini inzondo esiningi lapha eSouth Africa into ekhona ukuthi sizivuyelele ekhaya nje siyozamani ukulungisela izwe lethu usibona ukusondingisa kanjani ngoba nje ma singayenzanga le nto ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapho eSouth Africa uma ngibhekile manje ngoba uma ngibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asabe-retrenchwa ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijidile umuntu osekhaya ocabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi mangazihlalele khona le silindele o-2023 ozayo silungiselise yabonga
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo. Hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongenampendulo ngabantu bezana uPhifu laba abahlala bekhuluma amanga okuza namalanga. Kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uPhifu iyenzeni? Izana uPhifu nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uPhifu iyenze lokhu yikuphi? Namanje lokho beqhubeka betshela abantu amanga bethi bazoyenza lokhu. Isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi? Why bengayenzi kungakavutwa? Bezoqala betshela abantu amanga why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa? Isithembiso zonke lezi ezikunyenza lokhu kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangena power kube ngasi yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asigaze simboni nodwa mina ngakho lapho laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukho umuntu mpela ongatshona esazinike izithemba kuzana lokhu kanti uyabe ufuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angagaze ayibone manje abantu basemfundweni abantu bakithi wonke umuntu uthele izinto abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni hawu bana abahlala bekhuluma amangaba lawo kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangagaze beyibone yini Ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile. Kufile iZimbabwe iphelile. Inawo izana ukufika. Into entsha ngempela abantu abayilindile ukuthi le bazoyibona yini kahle kahle. Izana ukufika vele ngeke ijiji. Izana ukufika ngeke yafaya iyali vusile izulu.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwele mali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala angamashumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo. I-AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesimoslem kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sicocelo cubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqhakathekile ngoba it's assessing the situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zeni impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they are now concentrated in the south, iDonbas, Luhansk region, kathese ngantwa iMariupol sebe isaroundile, and there's one place engantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi i reassurance yes support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVolodymyr, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama reports aphumayo kuma Facebook lamanye ama media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago, but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerica layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge Afghanistan khona abatshiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistan army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sokudangerous ukuthi izikhali ziyamelika zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi strength ye Ukraine imeka ngapi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo weFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 nam. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.